Miriam Carter joins us for a few moments, and delighted always when she's on because it's one of the things we can just point to with a lot of good thoughts and smiles because of the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen. She's an incredible leader in that regard. She's passionate about it. They had a saw her recently in the building, J-Dog. That summer event they had at Mount Sunapee was a huge success. I mean, just a incredible thousands. I mean, tens of thousands. I don't know if it was 20 or 30,000 people, but they had a great event there. And they have more coming up, so we always like to give an update for our friends, Miriam's groups, her League of New Hampshire Craftsmen. Miriam.
Hey, Jack. Thanks. It's a wonderful review. I really appreciate your kind words. And indeed, we had a fabulous fair this year. I'm so happy to share with you that the organization did very well. Over 20,000 people came. And then our artists who had booths sold over $2.65 million worth of handmade objects. It's pretty amazing that we're here in the state of New Hampshire, and we are well supported by people here as well as throughout New England and the country.
Well, give us some more details, the who, what, when, where.
So what I'm talking with you about this weekend is Capital Arts Fest, which is basically a very small show that we do right in front of the league's main headquarters on 49 South Main Street. We're right across from Capital Center for the Arts. And we really like collaborating with other organizations. So Capital Center for the Arts is a great music lineup. We have a great lineup of craft artists who are going to be on the street in tents. We have over 30 artists with us. There'll be events. There'll be the new NH Scott will be coming down and have bagpipes on Main Street. There's great music offerings throughout the weekend. Saturday, it's open 10 to 5. Sunday, open 10 to 4. And everyone can go to NH Crafts and learn nhcrafts.org and learn more about it. It's going to be a great weekend. The weather looks great, and we're really hopeful.
Again, you know, I just think this is the weather does look good. Miriam, one thing that a lot of people listening, because we go up to Maine and around the region, they may have some crafts or passion, and they may have a hobby that's a little more than a hobby, but they may not have had experience with the league, and they might not know how to join or talk with someone about getting some of their great creative, you know, what they create out there a little bit, or be part of it, or just be a fan of it. How can people engage you? What's the easiest way?
The best way is go to the website, which is nhcrafts.org, or also just give us a phone call. I love talking to people about the organization. We are actually a leader in craft in the country. Our roots date back to 1932, and we partnered with the state at that time to support folks coming out of the Depression who had a lot of creative talent. So we see a lot of people who've retired who want to express their creativity, and we are a great organization to sign up with and be a part of. You have to go through a jury process, but that's an education process. We make it very pleasant.
Well, you know, Miriam, I think it's talk about just great medicinal therapy in a good way. I think creating anything, whether you're writing,
Absolutely. Writing,
using your hands, creating something that wasn't there yesterday, if you will, is just a wonderful thing to do. And it's also a great outlet because I'm not going to play a psychiatrist or doctor on my own radio show, but I think transcendental meditation, and there's so many forms of it, people don't realize if you fly fish or you fish, when you're fishing, all you're thinking about is one thing. When you're hiking out in the woods and you're hiking up a trail, you tend to just really get in the zone, and that can be a form of meditation. But when you're making something, creating a piece of pottery, a piece of jewelry, or some artwork or furniture, it's the same kind of feeling, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're spot on. You get just caught up in the moment, and it's got your full attention. And it's one of the things that COVID actually gave us as a gift. A lot of people kind of were reminded that when they had so much downtime of things they love to make and do. So we hear this story a lot that their craft has evolved ever since COVID, and they're excited to be a part of the craft world now.
And the best way, again, this weekend, just in the Capital Region, to be a part of this, the best way is how?
Well, first of all, come on down, wear comfortable shoes. The good news is we're on flat ground, not on the side of a ski area. a park, and enjoy the entire city. Lots of things going on. The restaurants will be there. We have food trucks. We're a part of a great city, and we want to celebrate all of it. So we're at the southern part of Main Street, but the whole city is a great place to visit. Plenty of parking. Enjoy yourself, and it's all free.
All right, Miriam Carter, League of New Hampshire Crafts. And again, the home website?
nhcrafts.org.
Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you, Jack.